Hello, phenomenal fanpreneurs. Did you ever think that you could have more joy, more happiness, and more clarity in your life? Yes, these are things that we all want, and they are available to us when we become open and aware. And my next guest will tell us just how to do that. So listen carefully to this enjoyable interview with Pascal. I just have to say, I'm really excited to have Pascal joining us and speaking to us a little bit about her passion in her business and her program. We've known each other for a while, and she is a rock solid sister, and you are just really going to enjoy hearing about her mission and what she gives to women around the world. So, Pascal, go ahead, introduce yourself and tell us a little about you.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me, inviting me into this place. It makes me so happy. Pascal and my company is called Women Finding Clarity. And yeah, right? I know. Women Finding Clarity, it just feels so awakening to
It feels
me.
so good.
Feels so good because it's all about finding clarity, but not about anything externally. It's about the clarity within, the clarity in who you are, of what you stand for, of what lights you up, of what's important to you, your values, your beliefs. And when you can find the clarity in all of that, the whole world opens up to you, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that is the first step. And I'm so grateful that now, at this stage of life, I'm realizing myself what I want, who I am. Those are questions that I never asked. I had always lived a life of finding value outside of myself. So I had to get the degrees, I had to get the master's, I had to get a certain job, I had to live a certain lifestyle so that I would validate or I would be validated, I thought so in my head. But it's never enough. So.
It's never enough. You're so on point with that. And our society literally has set it up that way. If you want to be successful, you have to check all the boxes, right? But what has happened in the course of someone's life when they're so focused on checking all the boxes, they don't know who they are anymore because they're so focused on the checklist. And they're not focused on themselves. And I know that that sounds selfish to say, focus on yourself. But one of the most altruistic things you can do for other people is to be strong in self so you can give to other people.
And it's not selfish. We've been conditioned to believe as women that when we do for ourselves, it's being selfish, but it's self-filling. Like we're filling up ourselves so that we can give and maintain, the healthy relationships with others.
Yes. And
It's
that's how we fill up the world. That's how we fill up the collective, is to start by filling up ourselves. Yes.
yes,
So
it's.
powerful, right?
It is, and I hope for the women watching this, or even anybody watching this, to start to believe that you are enough.
You are enough. She is enough. He is enough. They are enough. Everyone is enough. And if we can just be comfortable, learn to get comfortable with our enoughness, then the whole world is enough. And the whole world is filled to capacity.
Yes, that can and will change the world because it's the people that are trying to grab more by even taking from others. is breaking the society. So being full in yourself, it's a beautiful thing. And you also teach happiness.
I do. When you say that, every time you make me smile. First of all, there's just something about you and this gift that you're giving to every woman who listens, who's on your channel, who comes to one of your classes. You're doing that. You're filling their cup. You are helping these women to be everything they can be. And when they understand that and start to kind of wake up to it, that's when they're starting to fill up and realize their own happiness, right? Because as a happiness coach, what I know is that happiness, while a lot of people think of it as an emotion, sure, happiness is an emotion. I can feel happy because I went out to lunch with a great friend today and celebrated St. Patrick's Day with her. That made me feel happy. That was my emotion. I wasn't sad. However, true happiness is when, no matter what's going on all around you, all is still right with your soul. And so that true happiness is not an emotion, it's a state of being.
And it's so great that you say that. First of all, thank you for the affirmation of the work I've been doing. Thank you so much. And I'm open to receiving and to say thank you. And it's great when you talk about happiness is more than the emotion, because what we're being sold is the emotion. You buy this, you wear this, you have this, and you'll be happy. And then we do those things, and after, for me it's shoes. I've worn these shoes the first time. I put them away and it's like, okay. My gift arrived on Amazon. I was so excited. Now I've worn it. And is the happiness gone? Because it was, so fleeting when it's dependent on something external.
That's right. And you probably have a blister on your little toe because your new shoes were tight, right? But here's what I've learned along the way. I worked with a coach who I'm just not a makeup person, right? I'll wear a little sometimes, and I'm just not a makeup person. And she is a beauty coach, and it's really about being beautiful inside, and that's what makes you radiant on the outside. And one of the things that she talks about is, and your shoes reminded me of this, is that, wearing makeup, it's not about you need the makeup to look a certain way. It's not about you need the makeup to show up more powerfully. It's about having fun with it. It's about using it as a tool. If you want to show up on video and you want people to be, attracted to your eyes, to look more into your eyes, then you do your makeup a certain way. If you want, them to really pay attention to your words, then you do your lips a certain way. And so it's not that she's teaching you to put on a mask. She's giving you tools to make what you already are, who you already are, more powerful.
Oh, I love that. I'm so glad you said that, because I was talking to a friend and she does a lot of podcasts. And I love doing video and I coach women to get confident on video. And she took my quiz and she responded that she doesn't do video because she's not ready to put on makeup. And I said, oh, have I been a bad example for you? Because, seriously, what I'm coaching is for you to show up as you, because people are going to love you when you show up as you. And I remember a period of my life, especially the last couple of years, I hadn't worn any makeup, but people said I was glowing. And I was kind of like, okay, what's going on here? And it was just, I had reached this phase, and I think it's, part of the sisterhood, that I was realizing that I need to put myself first. And I started glowing with that. And as you said, the makeup just is, I have fun with it because it's something that I had fun with in the past when I was growing up. So I'm how can I say, getting in touch with that part of my life again. But it's not about that for everyone. Not at all.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're listening to your podcast and they're showing up because of your energy, because of the raised vibration that you're bringing. So I'm not wearing makeup today, and I feel perfectly comfortable on this video because I'm showing up as myself in a raised vibration. I knew I was coming here to talk to you. And so I laid down and closed my eyes for 15 minutes because I felt exhausted. And I thought, I can't show up as my best, most authentic, energetic self. And I don't mean energy like go for a run, I mean highest vibrational self if I feel fatigued. And so I just closed my eyes for 15 minutes, right? And that's what it's about. Is taking care of yourself, listening to your body, feeling into your soul, listening to your heart.
Hydrating.
Yeah, hydrating.
I want to take a moment to say sleep is the real makeup. And just bringing energy. So you've been to my master classes, and I really preach about energy. Tell us about energy and how that relates to happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are several things. I'm a Reiki master, and so that is healing energy. And I don't have a physical space anymore since the pandemic. I had actually closed my office before that. But with you can receive your Reiki 1 attunement, and that is for giving yourself energy healing and your family and friends. When you receive your Reiki 2 attunement, now you're able to make it part of your business practice if you want to. And you also learn to send energy healing at a distance. So I can sit here right now, and as we're talking, I'm sending you energy healing. And so right now, what I'm doing is I'm sending you heart-centered pink energy, right? I'm sitting here with my hand, and that's what I'm doing. And so I'm sending it here, and I'm sending it here, and it's coming from my heart, and it's all just pouring into you right now. And so Reiki energy is universal life force energy. So everything we know now is made up of energy. Woo-woo has said it forever. And now science proves it. So I love that these things are coming together and it's no longer one camp or the other. So I'm sure you've heard about your thoughts turn into things, and where your attention goes, energy flows. And that's what it's all about, is universal life force energy, harnessing that energy and using it for the greater good. And so, for anyone who doesn't know Reiki, the short explanation is everything is universal life force energy. And if you can imagine that I've got a funnel in the top of my head, and it's pulling that energy down from the universe in through the top of my head, down through my energy centers, and out through the palms of my hands. So it's harnessing that energy and powerfully redirecting it. And so it's very healing, it's very relaxing, it's very beautiful. And one of the things that I like to talk about are different energy centers in your body, how your experiences show up in your body, and how to really tune in. Pay attention to the things you're feeling in your body to change that energy, to balance that energy. And so, if you are heartbroken, let's say, and you really just close your eyes and feel and breathe into your heart and think about how that feels and start to notice it. And then you can harness that universal life force energy and pull pink light from the universe into your heart and surround your heart with pink healing energy. And it's not going to make your sadness necessarily go away instantaneously. It soothes your heart. It heals your heart. It's like you're giving your heart all the loving care and supporting it to heal itself all along the way.
It's beautiful. And I love what you said about awareness, because what happens is, as women, again, being conditioned to be happy or look happy or smile all the time, we start to suppress our greater emotions. And we, what I've been learning is the permission. It's okay to
Yes.
have an to feel angry. It's okay to feel heartbroken. It's okay to feel sad sometimes. You cannot maintain a happy-go-lucky mask, as you will, all day long. But it's once you give yourself permission to feel those emotions, you understand they will pass.
Yes. And yes, and it's so important to really feel them.
Really feel them,
The
yeah.
only way to really get past them is to go through them, right? Because if you're not going through it and feeling it and allowing it to just wash over you like a wave in the ocean, what you're doing is you're pushing it down.
Passing,
You're
you're blocking.
ignoring it. You're pretending it doesn't exist. And it's like putting air into a tire. If you continue to put air in, put air in, put air in, eventually the tire is going to burst, right? So if you don't allow yourself to go through the feeling and ride that wave and you push it all down, pretty soon the pressure inside of you is going to just raise and raise and raise. And then you burst. And what does that look like? That looks like having an outburst at someone that it's not in your alignment to have necessarily, but you can't help it anymore because you've held it all in for so long, right? It might look like, on a really extreme case, a nervous breakdown, or maybe you develop anxiety, or maybe you develop a tic, a nervous tic. Maybe you start to chew your fingernails, you know. So, all of these things, you might develop high blood pressure, you know, you might start to be less organized. And now you've got piles of papers and piles of laundry. And so, that's why it's so important because if you don't allow the flow of energy to wash over you and just go through it, it's going to start to show up in other ways, whether you realize it in that moment or not.
Good, good. Yes, you. And then there's the guilt.
Yes. Which, what does the guilt do? Pushes you down even further. And it's just a vicious cycle. Yeah.
Beautiful.
You know, when we're talking about energy work, we're talking about a vibration, right? And so with energy, there are different vibrational levels. And emotions and feelings like guilt and shame, those are very low vibrating energies. So when you feel things like guilt and shame, what are you feeling? What is it doing to you? It is putting you almost in a protective position because you're pulling your shoulders up. You're curling yourself in. You're putting your head down, right? Those are lower vibrating feelings. However, feelings, emotions, experiences that bring you joy, excitement, all of that is higher vibrating. It lifts you up. You're able to walk around with your head held high. You're able to expand your vision and see things that you didn't necessarily see when you were feeling in that closed off, lower vibrational space.
Yes, and I love how, even this conversation is vibrational, and the natural way that you teach people how to do this. And visibility coaching, I hear a lot of coaches telling people to fake it and stand like this and take deep breaths, and that's not in core confidence. That's not going to internalize in your system and make you feel good about what you're doing. That's like a 2-minute fix, and then, the air goes out of the tire and you're just back to yourself and you're like, oh, I didn't do that well. You kind of like have to go with the flow of energy, and again, give yourself permission to feel good.
Yes. And that's what it's all about is, one thing that I talk about is masculine energy versus feminine energy.
Ooh.
And I know, right? But the reason I talk about that is because they're two very different things. And so our entire world, up until the last 10, 20 years, maybe, has been all about the masculine way of doing things. So, in masculine energy, and I don't mean necessarily like men versus women. I
Right.
just mean the way these energies show up. And I want to be clear about that because I don't man shame. I don't think, oh, yay, women, boo, men. I don't think any of that. What I mean when I'm saying masculine and feminine energy. So, a masculine energy shows up as more of a go, 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 a push. A win, a there's just a
Bottom
different
line. What's the bottom line?
what's the bottom line? It's black or it's white. Let's just get to it. Da da da, let's get it done, right? Feminine energy is more of a nurturing. It's more of an encompassing, a welcoming, a drawing in. Masculine energy is very protective. These are my boundaries. These are my shield. Da, da, da. Where feminine energy is softer, more welcoming. It's all of that. And so I was on a panel last year, and one of our topic for our panel was living forward through peri and post-menopause. And one of the things that I talked about is how those energies show up in our lives. And so, in this time of life, this menopause time, what happens with men? Men go through a midlife crisis, right? There is this feeling of, I'm almost out of time, grasping at the way it used to be, right? In the feminine energy of this time of our life, it's more of an awakening. If you can think of like a flower opening, that's what happens in this time because we've raised our children. We've worked, if this is what your life path was. I was a stay-at-home mom. So no matter what that looks like for you, it's more of an awakening. So it's more of this time, almost like a springtime, it feels like to me, of, kind of raising up and waking up and looking around and saying, wow, I see so many beautiful colors that I didn't used to see. I feel the warm sunshine on my face. I feel like I just want to reach out and help people and call in the beauty and share my, right? So that's the difference of masculine and feminine energy.
Yes. And in business, we have to find a way to balance both and bring them both in to really serve people adequately. And your business, what motivated you to start this business?
So interesting. When you say in business, I say yes, and in life.
In life.
I think it's very important for everyone to have a balance of masculine and feminine energy because nothing is all or nothing, right? Our whole universe is duality. Where there's light, there's dark. Where there's high, there's low. Where there's front, there's back. And so it's important to have a balance of all of that. What led me to start this business? So if I back it up just a little bit, I used to have a massage therapy business, and it was in that time that I got my Reiki certifications and all of those things. I taught mindfulness and meditation classes for kids. We had guided meditations for adults. It was all so beautiful. I took mediumship classes and did some mediumship work, and it's all just been about the energy for me from that time, because it's like turning on the light switch. Once you turn that switch on and you can see, you don't want to not be able to see anymore, right?
Awakening.
And so since that time, yes, it's been about the energy in my life. I ended up closing my business actually because I was noticing that I was starting to miss things with my kids. And my daughter reached a certain age, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's the oldest. She only has so much time left at home, and I'm missing things. And so it took about a year to come to the final decision that, yes, it's important for me to close and be home with my kids. Like, this is, so I did that. And then as they started to get older, more independent, she graduated. I've got two more behind her. They're all just growing up and doing their thing. And I noticed I've got more time on my hands. So now what is that going to look like? Because I'm not going back to massage therapy because I ended up with an injury anyway, a different story. And then all of a sudden, it's interesting because I talk about manifesting and manifesting abundance. And so I put this idea out to the universe, like, what next? What
What
now?
next?
What do I do? Here's my awakening. What's my second act? And I just wait. And all of a sudden, I notice that people are calling me and texting me and saying, I know we haven't talked for a long time, but I'm really going through something and I just want to talk to you about it. And, so this starts happening. So that's my first, like, I'm noticing something shifting here. And then the next thing is I start seeing all kinds of things show up for me about life coaching and in all different ways on social media with friends and all these ways. So I start researching coaching certification schools, and I reach out to my life coach. Where did you go to school? Do you have opinions on these places? So I went back and I got my coaching certification. And then it's just kind of been a gradual progression from there. And I love it. I literally love it. I walk downstairs sometimes when my husband's working at home because I work from home too. And I'm like, my life is magic, literally magic. And that's what can happen when you're able to find your center, live from your center, manifest abundance, raise your energetic vibration. All of a sudden, you look around and you're like, wait, what? What do you mean we just got upgraded to a two-level suite at the hotel? We didn't ask for that. We did ask for a late checkout from 11 o'clock, and they gave us 2 o'clock. Like, what? We tried to get reservations at this hotel and they were fully booked. So we said, we're living in abundance. Let's just walk in and see if we can get a table. Oh, sure, right this way. Things just start to be magic. And that's all I can say is it feels like magic. But what is it? It is high vibrational energy that you are expanding into the universe. So there's space. The universe is infinite. And so when you can open up to it, there's so much more space for so much more magic to come in. And
Oh,
it's not, yes,
I'm
and
gonna
it's
really.
not just about things, it's about all of it. It's about, feelings and friendships and love and Sure, financial abundance has space to come into you too, but it's not about that. That's just like the
Icing on the cake.
thank you. Yeah, I'm like in my
Yeah.
mind, like, sprinkles on a cupcake? I don't know. It's
Mm,
the icing on the cake. The cake's still delicious, but with frosting.
back. Wow. And yeah, thank you for talking about that manifestation of abundance and living a magical life. So I'm going to really enjoy watching this replay. So I hope everyone that's watching really watches this again and really hears of how you did it. You were just listening to your life pattern and just was open to the changes, things that people might have said, no, I shouldn't be doing closing my business, but you were open to what you really needed because you were listening to yourself
Yes,
and you were in
yes.
tune. You were so in tune. So tell us the program that you have, because I'm going to be putting links in the description for people to click on and be able to contact you. Tell us a little bit about the program now.
Yes, thank you. So my program is called Jumpstart Your Joy, and it's a 6-week program. I'm the happiness coach, and so I just feel like what a perfect name. Jumpstart Your Joy. Let's just kickstart you into raising your vibration, really starting to develop a relationship and come into alignment with who you are from within, right? 6 weeks, you can do it. Anybody can do it for 6 weeks because it doesn't happen overnight. It's little by little, baby steps, step by step. And 6 weeks, I feel, is not 6 months to see an enormous. In 6 weeks, you're not
Yeah.
going to suddenly live in a mansion or be invited to speak on a TED Talk, right? Not necessarily. However, in 6 weeks, it's a jump start. Let's jump start you. Let's
Okay.
really start to turn inward and see what she wants. See how she feels. Do you remember her? What are her beliefs? What are her values? How is she interacting with the world? And how is she allowing the world to interact with her? And we can always work together beyond 6 weeks, but 6 weeks is such a great jumping off point.
Thank you. And I love that keyword you said, baby steps. That again, along with the giving yourself permission, allow yourself to take things slowly and really enjoy the process rather than I have another goal to set for myself. And if I don't get that goal right away, our instant gratification society, but really baby steps. And Pascal is the woman that's gonna, you can feel her energy. She's gonna just welcome you in and bring you in to the fold and just really start to open your eyes to what a beautiful life that you can create and have created is. So that brings it all together. So I just want to thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. And two things. One, I know you're going to put my website down there, and I so appreciate that. And I want to say that, if anyone wants to have a conversation with me, I do have a place on my website where you can book a complimentary 30-minute session with me called Breakthrough to Clarity. So you can find clarity around, what's holding you back. What you need to do for yourself to move forward, whether you feel like that's doing work with me or not, it's a complimentary call. And the second thing is, you're saying that I will bring them into my fold, but thank you for bringing me into your fold because, in the abundance that I have manifested and continue to do, you showed up. And here you are. And I never knew you. I didn't know you existed. But you meet people, and on a certain level, you feel their authenticity and who they really are. And that's what I feel with you. And so thank you so much for having me here. And thank you for allowing me to be in your fold.
Oh, thank you.
Mm.